Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through to 47. When you found that, can I ask you to stand in honor of the reading of God's word? Colossians 1:18, and he is the head of the body of the church. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. On the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And God will bless the reading of his precious word. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you that once again we can be found in your house. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that we have the freedom and the privilege to read your word. Father, may it be upon each and every heart here this morning, Lord, that our hearts will be recipients of your word. Father, we wouldn't just read it, we wouldn't just hear it, but we would leave this place this morning desiring to do it. As we look at the example of this early church, Father, we would ask, Lord, that you would, by your Spirit, draw our attention to those things in which we need to appropriate in our lives, in the life of our church, that we would be a blessing, that we would be indeed a lighthouse, Lord, showing very clearly your wonderful grace in each of our lives. So, Father, we'd ask for your blessing upon this message this morning. Be with me. Guide and direct me by your Spirit, I pray. For we ask it through the name of your precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Two weeks ago, Pastor preached a very powerful message from Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 3 and 4, and the first of the seven churches that our Lord writes to in the book of the Revelation. Being representative, of course, of those seven periods of church history. And given that the year's main theme for Grace Bible Baptist Church here at Maryland in Newcastle is all about Jesus, undergirded with the scriptures of Colossians 1, 16 verses 16 to 18, and in particular, Colossians 1:18a, as we see on the banner behind me. And he is the head of the body of the church. Dr. Luke's words in Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through to 47, tell us something vital about the early apostolic church. They emphasize the fact that the church is not a building made of wood or bricks and mortar, but the church is a company of sinners who have been born again by the Spirit of God, that are indeed new creatures in Christ. That's the body of Christ. Sadly to say, there are many wonderful folk that are sitting in churches that are being deceived and drawn away from what the truth of God's word says. They are more concerned about the bricks and the mortar and the carpet that they paid for and the lights they paid for and the amount of money they put into the building, but they haven't put it into souls. They haven't put it into building up the body of Christ. Last week, Pastor John Hall was with us, and he brought our attention to last Sunday night, and if you weren't here last Sunday night, you missed a wonderful message. And he drew our attention to three aspects of the church that the saints should be actively and earnestly involved in. One was the edification within the body, building one another up. That's not just a social time, cups of tea and coffee and cakes, but time of drawing one to another and saying, brother, I've noticed that you're doing this, can I help you? Being concerned, being sensitive to one another's needs. And so many of us fail in that area. We're more concerned about talking about the weather, talking about what we did last week, but how are we walking with the Lord? How is our walk with the Lord? Some doing it tough. Some riding on a wave of just rejoicing in the Lord. We need to be sensitive to one another's needs. The second point that he brought to our attention was evangelism outside of the body. And the third one was worship by the body. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and verse 13, said this, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free,